what the opportunities are on implementing e-mobility. And there, I unfortunately don't have an electric vehicle. I have, well, not an electric car, but an electric vehicle. I have a pedelec. So when we talk about electric mobility, intuitively, we often think of electric cars or trucks. However, there are so many more form factors that we must consider in this transition, because only then we truly will have a chance of mastering it. There's hybrid trains, battery-driven trains, there's hydrogen-driven trains, pedelecs, cargo pedelecs for the last mile, electric bikes, electric building, construction, and mining equipment, loaders, farming vehicles, even short-distance drones for passenger and freight. And that underlines in a glimpse that we have to think broadly how this inland transport of different modes is configured at the moment and how it will change also in the future, in the imminent future. And all those form factors will require a form of charging one way or another, and that needs to be approached in a systematic manner. So taking such informed decisions necessitates insights on how things are interlinked and what are the respective prerequisites. And exploring such ways for energy efficient mobility means the ability to move people and goods efficiently and effectively, which is central to our economies and our way of life. So within the area of community planning and mobility, we do have a significant potential that exists for reducing energy consumption and saving consumers as well as businesses money, particularly with peak time pricing and excessive charges here and there, or pricing or costs that arise when we have incompatibilities. So money that can be then reinvested in the domestic economy, a double bonus for energy productivity. Let me give you some examples of the obstacles from an end user's perspective. Where can I charge my electric vehicle when I'm working throughout the day and the sun is shining at home? How can I ensure that the electric vehicles are charged when I need them? So fleet management, fleet charging, yes, but will I have enough distance left in the vehicle when I need to go to a long business trip the next morning? So the on-site charging management is very important. And why can't I just charge all my cars at once? Is it necessary to fast charge everything so that I'm safe and that it's full? Or is it sufficient to have it done staggered over time so that the system ensures that at business start next morning, there's sufficient distance in the tank? So that also relates to the capacity of the infrastructure and substations. From a systemic efficiency viewpoint, and I'm talking of a railway station that is built in southern Germany at the moment, as soon as that goes live underground, diesel trains are no longer allowed in the station, meaning direct train routes will have to be cancelled because the trains are not allowed to get in. So how can I avoid being disconnected or having to switch trains? Our line is not electrified. And that brings us to the different ingredients that such an efficient transport mix is based on. So we need to understand that there are diverse transport modes for both goods and people. We do have, as Jim said, a dramatic increase in the energy and in the electricity demand, which does require infrastructure investment, such as overhead lines for trains, full electrification, hybrid vehicles, battery electric trains, etc., but also being strategic about where to put what type of infrastructure. Because the siting, if you have generation very close to strongholds of the grid, you can feed that generation in much easier, putting in renewable generation where coal mines are phased out to use, coal power plants are phased out to use the grid capacity there. So strategic siting minimizes travel and infrastructure needs and also enhances accessibility. The geography plays a role in more dimensions. So where I can generate renewables easily, it's good to use those immediately. But they do need infrastructure. We therefore, we do also need to consider alternative modes. So where we don't have sufficient means to generate electricity, and where we do need long distance quick turnovers, such as long-haul trucks or such as planes, we might need to look at other energy carriers because of the overall system weight. And that brings us to the topic of storage. For each type of energy and need, there's a different type of storage available. And there's lots of determinants, such as what distance do I need to cover? How secure is it, meaning flammability of, i.e., lithium ion, the durability of the storage itself, the costs of acquisition, the charging speed, the discharging speed, the weight. So all those inflict what solution is right for what mode of electric mobility. And reducing the footprint is not something that we can do with a switch from one day to another. There needs to be a transition period where we have old rolling stock still existing. We cannot just wait for it being 100 electric. We need to have also pathways to make sure that the existing vehicle infrastructure and vehicle goods can be powered in a more sustainable manner for the remainder of the use time. And imagine how long ships run, how long planes fly, how long cars are driven, how long trains are on rails. That is a massively long period of decades at some point. Then we do have the optimal transport mix that then arises based on what it is. Is it cargo? What destination? Is it an urban area? Is it a scarcely populated rural area? Is there lots of traffic going that way? Do we have the geography that allows us to electrify that, or is it too scarce and it doesn't make sense? So there are many variables to consider, and we must make sure to take people on board to avoid sabotage, to put it bluntly. So, and that also leads to the necessity of cross-sectoral policy integration, which is why I really commend our mixed panel here. And we need to keep one thing in mind. Mobility is only necessary when what you need is not where you are, and only then. So in conclusion, we have to fulfill 5 criteria at once. One is have the energy that we need to power this, have the grid to transport the energy to the place it's needed, again, simultaneously, have the local infrastructure to take up that load, so the substations and the chargers, having the suite of vehicles that you need to be charged, fitting to the use case, but first and foremost also the mechanisms for affordability, attractiveness, and user-friendliness, because otherwise the consumers won't pick up on it. So therefore, we need all of those 5 at once, otherwise it won't work. Thanks. Shit, I did the same. Thank you.